The number of rapes fell 50%, robberies were down 16%, burglaries down 20%, and felony arrests down 7%. Car thefts stayed about the same, as did the number of murders. Comparing 2013 to the five-year average, and the drop in crime is even more stark. More than 4,000 fewer crimes, including 34 fewer rapes, 9 fewer murders, and 338 fewer stolen cars. What went up was gun-related crimes. Between this year and last, there was a 31% increase in the number of shooting victims and a 47% increase in the number of guns recovered by cops. Thaddeus Neves is commanding officer of Suffolk Precinct Detectives Bureau.
You know, these are not random acts of violence. These are between individuals who have some kind of relationship. They know each other. In fact, in a lot of these cases, the individuals involved are from the same quote-unquote gang.
Neves says Suffolk's police will focus more intently on gun trafficking in 2014. He credits the drop in crime to so-called intelligence-led policing, where investigators share information and focus on the 2% of criminals who do 90% of the crime. Suffolk's drop in crime is seen elsewhere in the state and across the country. When criminologists look at the drop in crime, they point to an aging population less likely to commit crime. University of Albany School of Criminal Justice analyzed crime stats between 2000 and 2011. They found that there are fewer people in the demographic most likely to commit crimes, those under 24. Charles Lane, WSHU News.